I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trochus. The elves know me as Fiangelic, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Oak Stanges, and I am known throughout the Northeast as Gaswanius Maystar. And you're listening to Season 2, Episode 3 of Offices and Bosses, released from behind the paywall. Originally from April 2018, this episode and all of OMB Season 2 happens about halfway through Season 2 of Hello from the Magic Tavern. You can experience all of Offices and Bosses, including the brand new Season 5, whose first episode is available right now. Head to patreon.com/magictavern to become a patron. You'll be supporting this independent production while receiving many benefits like 2 new bonus episodes every month, even during this season break. And stick around after the episode to learn how to save 70% off your first month of patronage. But for now, Offices and Bosses, Season 2, Episode 3, revel in the entertainment.
Marketing manager, IT professional, sales rep, and temp. I am Office Manager, your guide in the realm of offices and bosses.
Hey, welcome back to Offices and Bosses, Season 2, Episode 3. Usador, Chunt, guys, I know this seems like a weird small thing, but not just saying hello from the Magic Tavern at the beginning of the episode is really putting me in my head.
Yeah, no, nobody cares.
It should, because that was a pretty flippant start.
What did I don't even remember what Lacking I said. Lot, what did know. I say?
You said, hey, Offices and Bosses here.
I guess Chunt cares.
Chunt, what would you say to open Offices and Bosses?
Buckle in, fuckface. You got your offices. You got your bosses. Put them together. You got this show.
Whee!
And then there's like a chugging guitar where it's like Osses.
Osses?
Bumba. What?
I thought you said Osses. I thought it was just one of your classic portmanteaus.
Portmanteaus?
Let's call the whole thing off. Usador.
Do you want to try some portmanteau salad?
No. So we're playing Offices and Bosses. Usador, how should I start every episode?
Oh, I've lost all interest in this conversation.
It's tough. I guess you just want to jump into the game, don't you?
Yes, I want to play.
All right, Metamor.
We all want to play.
Yeah, I'm ready to go, and I understand we've got a new roommate, correct?
Yes, we do. You know, I feel like I've been so rude. Chest Trunkborn, the mimic, has been sitting here in a treasure chest form this whole time, and we...
Hey, man. Yeah, hey. How's it going, man?
Hey, Jess, I'm so sorry we never once invited you to play this game with us.
No, you know, that's okay. I didn't want to butt in. You know, I figured, you know, when it was my turn, you would ask me to play, and I just wanted to wait patiently. So I was over here eating my portmanteaus and waiting for y'all to ask me to play. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for playing. We're excited to have you. And I'm so sorry that we've had one of our evil villains on before you.
Yeah, and also sitting on me, which I didn't care for, but I do appreciate you put a blanket over it so he wouldn't stick to me. Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
A villain. That's what I've been relegated to.
Well, Dorian, you know, you're a trickster god that tricked me into accidentally killing King Belleroth.
From my point of view, I'd say that I lifted Chunt's curse. How would Chunt feel about that?
Pretty mixed feelings.
Mixed feelings about having your curse lifted?
I was kind of starting to like my stick arm.
Chunt.
Made me stand out, you know? Made me, you know, it's like a cool hat or something, or like wearing a monocle.
But you would have died.
Yeah, but people would have known I died, you know? It's memorable.
Chunt, you're very memorable.
Mayhap we can just unwind the entire thing then and take everything back. Pathetic creature.
Wait, no, I want to hear Arnie say this. How am I memorable? Name three catchphrases.
This is your chance, Arnie. Say something nice.
Yeah, oh, of course. Name three catchphrases.
Name three catchphrases I've done.
Bing bong.
Yeah.
Chunt's up with that.
Yeah.
And Chunt hardly wait, which admittedly, now that I think about it, is one that I said, but...
See?
Get wet.
Well, you do remember.
I do.
I am memorable.
Aww. That's classic little Squish.
Classic little Squish. Even Dorian Best DeVille, ran. The trickster god, who's been out of town for a long time, knows your catchphrase.
Yeah, and he has a painting.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Just, yeah.
You know one.
Yeah, man, that's my favorite. I got this giant t-shirt that says, oh, yeah, baby. I had to get, like, extra, 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 extra large. I got a big chest.
Yeah, what size chest do you have?
Extra, 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 extra large.
Usinor, what are your favorite of Chunt's catchphrases that none of us have said already?
Sizzlebop.
Sizzlebop, bop, bop, sizzlebop.
Francis, don't play. Culinary delights. Those are my favorites.
Yeah, I used to, back before you landed in our town, anytime he introduced himself, when he said magical delights, I would slip in a culinary delights.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Metamore, what are your favorite Chunt expressions that no one has said yet?
You know, we don't interact too terribly much. Usually it's, hey, can you saddle my horse? Or, I'm looking for some milk. You mind if you milk that cow for me?
Oh, yeah. I used to have longer catchphrases.
Well, they're more transactional. Oh, I work in the stables. So
what about Major Flinch?
Oh yeah.
That was the cool thing before you, about 5 or 10 years ago, the whole, like, you know, fake punch somebody and when they flinch, then it's two for flinching.
Yeah.
And they go number two on you.
Yeah.
That's the two you get for flinching is number two.
Totally.
One from each butthole.
Yeah, and it's, I mean.
I would say, I could give two shits. And they'd be like, what? And then I did.
Yeah. Well, two for flinching, though, it's better than five for fighting.
Five for fighting?
Yes, what is five for fighting?
Oh, they live three doors down from here.
Chest, and, right, you know, we got to dive into the game, but would you mind sharing, like, five or six of your favorite of Chunt's expressions that he hasn't said recently?
Let's see. Baby don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That's a
one. Like that one. Boys night.
Ooh.
That's a good one. And I think that's it. I think that's all of them.
Francis don't play.
That was a good one. Whose dog is this? Like
Dinah,
that one.
Dinah, don't you blow your horn?
Mm-hmm. I eat it all the potato chips. That was a good one.
I did like that.
I had a 6-month phrase where I would say all my verbs past tense.
That's true.
Where am I?
Shoes to that was a good one. I like that one a lot. That one always got me.
And that was, I used to have a podcast with Chess called Getting Shoes.
Oh.
Yeah, and we'd replace any slogan that would normally have nuts in it with shoes.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
So,
shoes to that, nuts to that.
No one downloaded it.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
It was a failure, all right? We invested a lot of money in it, thousands and thousands of gold pieces into it, and then nobody listened.
Oh, gosh.
It's all right. Well, it was before Arnie got here, so we didn't have a way to publish it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we call it a podcast now, but mostly we spent a lot of money on shoes, and then we would talk about shoes.
Then we just had a pile of shoes, and we got upset just seeing the shoes there all the time, so we had Usador come in, and we had him Zappos them all away.
Now, Chest, what sort of character do you think you are going to play in Officers and Bosses today?
Well, I was thinking about, I would like to play, I was looking through one of the expansion tomes, I would like to play an aspiring model.
Oh.
Matthew Bernstein.
Ooh.
Yeah, that is an available character. Perhaps you have one fancy set of clothes you can wear that could get you some bonus modifiers if you need to convince anybody of anything.
I have high charisma, but low intelligence.
That's correct. That's correct. And sometimes you can be annoying to your friends.
Yeah.
Chess, you mind me asking Matthew Bernstein, what kind of aspiring model? Like a full body model, or like focusing on modeling some individual part of your body?
Torso.
Oh.
Ooh, torso model.
Yeah, think kind of between shoulder to shoulder, neck to waist, just the chest.
Yes, I understand what a torso is, but it's so exciting. What a very specific and sensual field to enter.
Yeah, and that's so I like to build in some kind of like strength and weakness to my character. So like big, burly, amazing chest. but like he hasn't paid much attention to his arms. So
they've kind of atrophied, arms and legs.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like he's not sick or anything. It's not like comical in any way, but it's enough that it's like he wears big billowy shirts to try to hide it, that kind of thing. So he wears a shirt that it's see-through in the chest, but the arms are very opaque.
Yeah, and it's on his character sheet, too. He's got a mesh.
Yeah.
A lot of mesh clothing.
Very common in Offices and Bosses, I recall.
Yeah, especially with characters who are either aspiring models or dancers or prostitutes. You're going to get a lot of mesh clothing as well. Now, as a roommate, it means that he does have a feast or famine ability in which he will either be flush with money because he just acquired a job, perhaps modeling some kind of perfumed body spray, which only applied to the torso, or he will have no money. So at the start of every day, you're going to have to roll a die there, and we'll see if he is flush with cash or has nothing. If you want to go ahead and roll the die there, Mr. Bernstein.
Yeah, let me see. It's hard because I got these weird chest arms here.
Sure.
Let me see.
Handles, really.
My chesticles, yes. That is a 14.
A 14. Okay, it's thin. This day is going to be thin on the money for you.
Oh, no.
Jess, can I ask you something? And I don't know if this is a thing I should even be asking or not. Like, you did a great job rolling those dice using your handles. I was very impressed. But also, would you prefer one of us to roll the dice for you?
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. Just because it's hard for me to see up on top of the table. You know, I got to open my lid, and that makes it hard to talk. So I would appreciate it. Speaking of talking, would y'all like to hear the character voice I came up with for Matthew Bernstein?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
I'm Matthew Bernstein. Hi, everybody. I'm ready to play Offices and Bosses with you.
God damn, what a character voice.
Wow.
Thank you. I've been practicing it.
What a sophisticated sounding character voice.
Hey, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it.
That voice has been places, done things. Does that make sense?
Well, this isn't my first time using it. I mean, I've played Offices and Bosses before, fellas.
Oh, yes, you're familiar.
But usually I've been the table. Just a joke.
I eat it all the potatoes.
Chess, this is such a good voice. Have you ever considered just, like, making that your voice?
Well, wait, what are you saying, you motherfucker?
I'm just saying it's... Look, you got...
What's wrong with my regular voice, Arnie?
Backpedal.
No, nothing. I'm just... I don't know. It's just meant as a compliment of this voice and in no way bad words about your other voice.
Yes, what... Yeah, you mentioned the other day that you had some problem with people putting on characters and doing voices.
Everyone's got a good voice and a bad voice.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, whose dog is this?
Well, I'll tell you, Arnie, I'm going to keep this voice up for the show, but it is extremely painful for me to do. It is highly uncomfortable. It's like my box throat is bleeding. But I'll keep it on because you like it so much. And let's get on with the game.
Yeah. If everybody's ready here, when last we left, everyone's back living at John Bastion's apartment.
So much. And let's get on with the game.
Yeah. If everybody's ready here, when last we left, everyone's back living at John Bastion's apartment. Marilyn Beef, your former roommate.
We lost Marilyn Beef.
Yeah, she has decided to move in with the college professor with whom she was having the affair with. Oh, the principal. I'm sorry. The principal, the wife of the principal died a third time, so she's now back to being a ghost.
That's right. The ghost of herself in the wheelchair died.
Yeah, but then died, passed back in,
yep.
But then passed away again.
Pretty straightforward. Uh-huh.
Man, you missed one episode, huh?
Yeah. So
what's going on? What is this? Ghosts.
So your new roommate is this fashion model, and the Brian Dennehy card that was played earlier, it turns out that you have received a message from Brian Dennehy that he has a special odd job for you for today.
Now, Trunk, you weren't here last time. We met Brian Dennehy, who runs a job fair.
Uh-huh.
And he was going to help us get jobs, potentially.
And is he some kind of, like, wizard or king or...
all those combined.
Oh, wow.
What's a... What's a portmanteau of wizard and king?
Wing.
Kizzard.
Both. I think both of those. Well, he has asked if anyone has any catering experience, and I'm assuming all of you lied and said yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes. Yep. Okay, good. I'm not sure if we need to roll the dice for that. I'll collect some.
Matthew actually did. He helped cater his uncle's wedding.
Well, that's fantastic. He introduces you to a man named Jesse Freeway, who needs your services.
Oh, wonderful.
For a
oh,
catering event.
Sorry, speaking of cater, Arnie, do you want some cater salad?
Oh, sure.
There you go.
So if Mr. Freeway...
They call this cater salad?
They call this cater salad. Hmm.
A car picks you up and takes you to a large, fancy mansion in town.
Ooh, and a mansion.
Mr. Freeway is there to introduce himself and tell you his job.
Guys, before we get out of here and go into this fancy mansion, like, are you sure this is safe?
Well, I'm sure it is. Brian Dennehy said he could help us get some odd jobs in the times between, you know, full employment.
Yeah, at some point we have to step out of our cocoon and, you know, get out into the world.
So we're just going to do a little catering today and see how it goes.
Okay. And I'll tell you, it's not as hard as it seems, Arnie. You just get in there, right? Look very handsome, like this. And people will tip you just for doing your job.
Oh, and Trunk, don't forget, that's not Arnie right now. That's Hayden Christensen, Jedi MFA Creative Writing.
That's right. My character is Hayden Christensen. I'm a MFA Creative Writing.
Hayden Christensen. All right.
It's a little hard to say.
Yeah, let me write it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like two names that seem like they should be four names, and none of them are real names.
Yeah. If that's too hard to say, you could just call me something more common like Anakin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh, Anakin. Yes, of course.
Well, great. Yeah, here's Mr. Freeway now, I believe. Mr.
The Miguel. Name's Jesse Freeway. Brian Dennehy sent you monkeys over here to cater my daughter's fancy wedding, see? And if anything goes wrong, you're fired!
Oh, okay.
Does he have to call his wedding fancy? Couldn't that just be how we perceive it?
I guess so.
Wait, guys, I got this. Okay.
Nice.
Good one. Nice.
See you boys have some experience. Change into these fancy tuxedos and start carting food out to the table. Pretty straightforward.
All yes, right. Sir.
Okay.
We're ready to party down.
Okay, everybody needs to roll dice to see if their tuxedo actually fits.
Okay.
All right. Could somebody roll for me, please?
Okay, Chest, you have a 4.
4, okay.
Could you roll again for me, please?
Yep, absolutely. And that's a natch 20.
There we go.
He gets a reroll?
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Okay. Your tuxedo fits perfectly. It's revealing in the torso, yet very concealing in the arms and legs.
Perfect.
Thank you.
And I'm going to roll this as for Danger LaGrange, my 1-inch baby DJ. Here we go. And Danger LaGrange gets a 11.
An 11. Okay, it's oddly tight in the groin.
Tight? I'm a 1-inch baby and my tuxedo is tight? Oh, in the groin. Yes,
in
of
the
course.
Groin. Because loose everywhere else, tight in the groin.
Because of my 20-inch penis.
Yeah.
I should say I was able to reroll because I have a special skill called Privilege, and I can use my Privilege, I think it's once a day, to reroll.
Yeah, anybody who's exceptionally beautiful or exceptionally pretty will let them get away with things.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I have that same skill set, but it says it's because my character is white.
Yeah, that's true as well. Did you want to reroll on your tuxedo?
I do want to reroll.
Sure.
11 again.
Yeah, okay. Well,
the weird thing about people in this game who have privilege roles, like, is that they literally don't seem to actually realize they have them.
No. You only see it, like, when you realize somebody else doesn't have it, but then you really quickly forget it. And just kind of close your mind off to it and think about more pleasant things and ignore your own privilege.
When I see that, I just assume they lost them, and I've earned mine.
Just so you know, the clock is running on this wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Things are happening.
8.
8, okay. Your tuxedo, the buttons on the front are kind of pulled open a little bit, so like they don't really close,
right.
Making those little caves between the buttons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you call that effect. And then the neck doesn't quite close either.
Poorly fitting shirt.
Yeah, exactly. And Hayden?
I rolled a 3.
3. Comically short, the sleeves are pulled very, very high, and the pants as well.
Yeah, it's most of the dress clothes I have on Earth anyway, yeah. So
you'll be losing some points along the way as you're serving food because of your ridiculous attire.
Okay.
Greetings. Greetings, citizens of Foon. Slorp Dorpman here to let you know that Slorp's Emporium of Games is reopened and back in business. Sure, games and gaming supplies were outlawed under the Dark Lord's rule, but now, in the newly freed Hog's Face, it would appear they are allowed again. Why not take a chance on fun? Flying off the shelves are games like Chode Names. The less said about that one, the better. Then there's the hit Werewolf, the game where you hide a wolf in someone's home and they have to find it. Hurry up, friend. That wolf hasn't been fed in days. Or what about a quick round of Pan's Demonic Legacy? Seems a half-goat, half-man has lost a cursed family heirloom. Help him recover it while putting stickers and shit all over the board. Feeling dangerous? Pick up the new expansion for Scythe, the family game where you hold tight to a bladed stick, spin around, and whoever gets cut loses. Expansion includes a new poison blade to make for a more intense experience. But that's not all. I've expanded my emporium to now offer escape rooms. Your team of 4 to 8 will be locked in a room where the only way out is into another dimension. Who knows where you'll end up? The possibilities are endless. Great for team building or team disbanding. Make sure you have your affairs in order before signing up. That's Slorp's Emporium of Games. Now above ground, next to the stone well behind the graveyard. Just knock where you see the sign that says Door for Slorp Dortmund's Emporium, a horrific Dortmund corporation sponsored by 4 corporeal corpsmen.
You enter the kitchen. There's large plates of shrimp and hors d'oeuvres and things.
I just start eating.
What? No.
Okay.
Guys, they're not going to know. I'm just going to eat a bunch of stuff before it goes out there.
Don't do that. We're trying to keep this job.
Guys, this is free food here.
It isn't free food. Somebody paid for this food.
Oh, wait. Actually, Arnie does make a good... I would like to roll to see if I can, like, strategically take one or two hors d'oeuvres and then kind of scoot them back around so, like, that you can't see that you're missing.
Okay, that's 16.
Yeah, you're able to do that. You're able to kind of...
Nice.
Take two or three.
Matthew, quiet down.
And remember, Matthew doesn't need to eat.
No.
Act like you've been there before, Matthew.
You're right. Sorry. Sorry, let me get in character. You're right.
And again, the clock is right.
Okay,
the clock is right. I'm going to get these hors d'oeuvres out to the guests.
I pick up a plate of asparagus wrapped with beef and head out to the floor.
Sure.
I roll to see if I can amuse Boosh.
You do.
Oh, great.
Boosh is amused.
Great. Wonderful.
Well done. Well done.
That's a mighty Boosh.
I roll to see, to sort of scope out the crowd and see if there's anyone... at this wedding that can help my fine arts writing career. A 17.
Yeah, it's a nice roll. Most people are wearing normal dark-colored suits. You do see a man wearing a tan suit.
Mm.
And another wearing a white suit. And they also have garish ties. Okay. So they may be involved in the arts in some regard.
The man who's wearing a white suit, I want to roll insight to see if I can tell that... try and see if this is after his the day his wife has gone into labor.
He should not be wearing that after his wife has.
That's what I'm
labor.
Saying. Yeah, it's a 15.
He is not. He is not. His wife is not. He's not married.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. Then that's apropos.
If you want to approach one of them and chat one, they're certainly available to you.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'm going to go up to one of them. Hi, excuse me. I'm only working this job for money. I'm really a writer.
You just tell me that, or you give me some hors d'oeuvres.
I'm telling you that. I'm sorry, there are no hors d'oeuvres on this tray. I ate all of them.
Wow. That's very bold. You want to roll? Probably might want to use your East Coast liberal arts school jargon.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know what? I got to say, it's actually Midwest liberal art. It's liberal arts. But, you know, for creative writing, that's actually better.
Yeah.
17.
Very nice. Well, this man is very interested. He's talking. He says, "Well, you need to speak with my wife. She is actually a publisher in New York City. You should speak with her."
New York City.
Get the rope.
Just remember, you're not a Chess Trunkborn. You're Matthew Bernstein.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, sorry, man.
I still have the rope.
The wife comes over and she's, "Oh, interesting. Oh, you do creative writing, huh? Why are you working here?"
Oh, just for money.
I understand. Did you bring some hors d'oeuvres or anything?
I didn't, but maybe one of these other waiters have some food on their trays.
I would like to roll to see if I've overheard this, to see if I can bring some hors d'oeuvres over to help out Hayden.
Sure. Go ahead and give that a roll there.
13.
You overhear it and bring the hors d'oeuvres over. However, the woman is a vegetarian and is not interested in a beef-wrapped asparagus.
Oh, I also roll to see if I overhear.
You do as well. Yep, well done. Okay. And you have asparagus wrapped with beef.
Yes.
Okay, at this point, she's insulted twice in a row. Three times, actually, since you didn't have any hors d'oeuvres on your tray. To see if she will read your manuscript, you're going to have to get a very, very good roll here.
Okay. 18? Is that enough?
It's enough for her to consider it. She doesn't give you her number, but her business number.
Okay.
So someone likely will be reading your manuscript.
Okay. I suggest that she take the asparagus that is wrapped around the beef and wrap it around the asparagus that was wrapped in beef and just eat the asparagus.
Let's give that a roll. That's a
2.
She says, and walks off.
Is that good?
That's bad. I think that's quite bad.
Very bad.
What the hell did you idiots say to my guest?
I just suggested that she wrap asparagus and other asparagus that had recently touched beef and eat that since she's a vegetarian.
You better get back in the kitchen and get some more hors d'oeuvres or Jesse Freeway is firing you off this job.
Whoa. Guys, I got this. Okay.
Nice. I want to scamper up. My one-inch baby is going to scamper up Matthew's leg. Get up to his, crawl up his slender arms to his hair. I'm going to grab a tuft of hair in each of my right and left hand of Matthew and start to maneuver him around the kitchen, creating more hors d'oeuvres that are vegetarian friendly as a one-inch baby.
Oh, wow.
I do not roll to contest. I am a willing participant in this exchange.
That's fine. You probably could have just asked, but if you want to do the baby...
Can I roll to look away? Can I roll just not to see this happening?
I can put a hat on over it so you don't see him.
Put on a chef's hat.
No. Classic portmanteau-y.
Yep.
Well, it is time for the table service. Plates are being made by the kitchen staff and need to be taken out to the tables, to the various tables.
I would like to open the door and stick my head out and go, hello.
And then I want to stick, I grab Matthew's head out the door, and he says,
hello.
And I stick my head out and I go, hello, am I up here? And is this where I'm supposed to
be? Okay, I'm down.
Hello. Okay.
In my baby voice, I want to say, I eat it all the potatoes.
Classic.
Well, the guests are in complete stony silence.
Oh, well.
Guys, I think we impressed them.
I think so, too. Yeah. Yes. Well, let's get these entrees out there, shall we?
I would like to roll to serve the bridal table.
Sure. Table number one. That should be served first. It's a good thing that you suggested doing that, yes.
Is that a high roll? I don't know what I need.
You're going to want a high number. You're going to want a high number to recognize the bridal party. A lot of positive modifiers. Hard to miss the head
natural
table.
Natural 20.
Boom. Oh. You nailed it. And you go over to the head table, and they are impressed. Oh, look at this guy. This guy is a very, very chiseled torso. This guy's, wow, that's a torso that could sell cummerbunds. That's what that is. the groom.
Is this a cummerbund family? Are they?
Yes, they're cummerbund millionaires. And the groom goes on to mention that he is in charge of the marketing department of the Freeway Cummerbunds.
Do I overhear this conversation?
Yes, you do overhear this conversation.
Okay. I would like to offer my services as a marketer.
Okay. How are your abs?
Well, I'm not. I'm in good shape, but I'm not, you know, like ripped or anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you wearing a tuxedo with a fedora?
Yes, I always wear my fedora because it gives me some modifiers.
Yeah. Sure. Okay, go ahead and roll a die. We'll see what happens.
7.
Is it possible for me to roll to assist?
Good thing. Yes, it is. If you want to, as a model, you can step in and use your high charisma to try to cover up the problems here. Let's get a roll here.
I would like to pitch us as before and after. Look how much better your abs could look with a cummerbund.
Man, that character voice must be so hard to put on, but you're really rocking it.
That's not bad. Let's get a roll.
That's a 14.
14.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, with adjusted, that's 7.
A 7, okay. They seem interested, but as you do your before and after, you tilt your head, and the baby on your head falls out of your hat, lands in a giant cream pie, throwing cream pie over everyone's
and I want to lick up the remaining pie and look them dead in the eyes and go, baby, don't know.
I think I see some cream pie, like, splatters on one of the guests, and they think it's intentional, and so they reach for a pie themselves and, like, throw it.
You think you see that?
I think I see that.
You're rolling to think if you see
it. Do you need to roll to see if you did it or if you did see it?
I think it. Do I see it?
You think you see someone do something that you're not in control of.
Guys, remember, I'm a creative writing MFA graduate, and so sometimes I think things so vividly that I see them. Uh-huh. I think I see. That's the name of my manuscript.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad. So upon thinking you see this, what are your actions? Upon?
Duck.
Okay. You duck.
I duck.
Successfully.
Oh, good. Do I need to roll?
No, there was nothing thrown at you, so you just duck.
Okay.
Oh, so there was no pie.
There was no pie thrown at Hayden Christensen.
Was there a pie thrown? Who did it hit?
Roll. The pie hit Mr. Freeway.
Oh, what the hell?
Mr. Freeway at his own daughter's wedding got hit by a pie?
And then I take my fingers and wipe my eyes out from the center and flick the pie.
Roll for that. Yes, you do. You do.
But the pie hits my mother-in-law. My pie leavings hit my mother-in-law and my grandmother-in-law in the face.
Well, at this point, lots of pies are being thrown. The plan was everyone would get their own pie. While one family is a cummerbund millionaire family, the other family is a pie family. That's why you would have so many pies.
And I'm so sorry. I just want to roll real quick. I think I see that Mr. Freeway, as he flicks his arms, his cummerbund snags and he unrolls as if he's like a roll of paper or something.
You think you see?
I think I see that.
Look, and you're a trust fund baby. You're not a creative writing MFA.
But I think he unrolls, and as he unrolls, his entire tuxedo comes off to where he's only wearing his underwear, and he jumps into a barrel.
Underwear and sock garters.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I think I see that.
Yeah. You do think you see it. You do think you see it. That's great. Yes. No illness.
So I get to be the fool of this game yet again.
Well, I think I see that people are now using their cummerbunds.
Be the fool of this game yet again.
Well, I think I see that people are now using their cummerbunds as slingshots to fire pies. Can I roll to see if I actually see that?
Sure. You can roll to see if you actually see it.
It's a 16.
So yes, the cummerbund family are using tying cummerbunds together to make giant slingshots to throw pies around the room.
I might be mistaken. I think I see that they're enjoying this.
I think I see that one of those people using a cummerbund as a slingshot accidentally lets go of the cummerbund, and it attaches itself in an improbable way around the chest and torso of Matthew Bernstein. And everyone stops in a complete silence when they see the most beautiful torso covered in the most beautiful cummerbund.
That's what you think you see?
That's what I think I see. Can I roll for that?
Sure, why not? We're in a think-we-see moment here.
Natural 20.
Wow. They do, and, that's a torso that can sell cummerbunds right there. That's what I'm seeing. And a slow clapping begins until the entire room is slowly clapping. Matthew Bernstein's cummerbund. And they all shrug off their grudges and realize that while this wedding has been messy, it's been a lot of fun. That was an amazing role. That truly was an amazing role.
Yeah.
All right, boys, I didn't think you can do it, but here's your pay in cash.
Wow.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Freeway. Yes, thank you very much.
Everybody gets 50 simoleons cash.
Ooh.
You know, I'm happy about the money, but I find myself looking over at the bride and groom, Jesse Freeway's daughter who's gotten married, and I just think, I feel lonely. I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
I would like to roll to see if Arnie's creeping everyone out.
Sure.
Natural 20.
Yeah, everyone's the entire dinner party has stopped clapping and is slowly taking, in unison, steps back from
I can't help myself.
Slowly I turned, step by step, inch by inch.
I'll never find me a woman like that.
I would like to roll to see if I'm also stepping away from Hayden. I'm not sure. With him. I was just hired today. I've never met this creepo before in my life.
We should get out of here while we still have a chance, and everyone's in a good mood, and we got paid. Matthew, are you coming with us?
You know what? I think I am.
Wonderful.
And maybe we, like, pick up Hayden like a ladder, and so there's the three of us, and, like, the baby's dangling off his feet or whatever, and we run him out like a fireman's ladder, you know?
That's great. I want us to roll for that, make sure we can... get it. How about we'll have baby roll for that one to see if we can make that one work.
That's a 10.
Is that a 10?
It works.
Baby don't know.
With comical, there are some kicking overs of plants. There are some knocking of heads into walls. But you are able to leave the party.
I think it's at one point we walk through a pane of glass. There's two people carrying a pane of glass through the wedding, and we happen to crash through it.
It's an ice sculpture.
Oh, great.
Of okay. A pane of glass. That you.
As you I mean, look, them. It's easy. You got to start somewhere.
They are rich.
But you are successfully leave the party, everybody with $50.
Yes.
Which is going to be great because you look at your watch and you realize that rent is due at midnight and it is 11:50.
Classic midnight rent.
How much do we owe?
$200.
Perfect.
Is this, do we, how many? 50?
We've got to get home in 10 minutes.
$200. Everyone, that's $200. That's the easiest. Oh, you are bad at
this. Okay, I would like to roll to see if we see any kind of mode of transport around.
Oh, I'd like to use my port key.
What's this?
I have one magical boot that's a port key that if I touch it, it takes me where I want to go.
You're a portman too?
Yes.
Oh.
I was going to say, let's use a port key. Port keys too.
Can I
port keys too?
They made a port keys too.
We'll use that the next day.
Can I use my port key right now?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Everyone, grab onto this boot and think about home.
Okay. Wait, which home?
The place where I live.
Oh, yeah, the fake home.
Yes.
And as I
choose to that,
that's my guess. And you are back in John Bastion's apartment, successfully. Just as you hear a knock on the door. As Mr. Ropley is there to collect the rent.
Well, boys, it's midnight. That's my new Mr. Ropley voice. I hope you all like it.
Oh,
okay.
It's midnight. Time to collect the rent.
Here you are, Mr. Ropley. 200 smackaroos.
I roll to lick my thumb and count the bills.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Metamore, can I ask, what's the simoleons to smackaroos conversion rate? Like
1-to-1.
Oh, okay, good.
Clams are also 1-to-1.
Oh, okay.
What about buckaroos?
Buckaroos are 1-to-1. Sawbucks, 10-to-1.
Mmm. The straight up cheddar.
These are also 1.5 to 1.
Skrilla? Oh. Is Skrilla about a 1-to-1?
0.8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dollar bills, y'all?
1-to-1. Okay. Yeah. Benjamin's 100-to-1.
Mmm.
Grant's 50-to-1. Ailey's 5-to-1. All right. So let's roll to see if we can lick that thumb. Yes. Boy, that is a moistened thumb.
Ooh.
It is plowing through those monies.
$200. I'll see you boys next month. Now keep it down.
I'd like to roll to flex to like seduce Mr. Ropley just a little. Not I'm not trying to like act on it or nothing, but like just enough that Mr. Ropley's like, and gets a little flustered.
You just want him thinking about you.
Yeah, just enough that he begins to like question. You know, maybe like thing, like
sure. Well, this could drive a wedge between him and Mrs. Ropley, which, as we learned, may not be a problem. But
that's a 2.
He rolls his eyes and immediately questions.
I see you're back to 3 men and a baby in this apartment.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, okay.
Well, you did. He has left, and you have successfully paid the rent this month, everybody.
Yeah, guys, so far we've been doing all right. Being unemployed, we're pretty good at being unemployed, I feel like.
Well, I'm surprised to hear myself saying this, but Dorian, you've been a delight to play with. You've been playing these these characters and helping out Metamore, but it's so fun to have you here. This is a whole new side of you I've never seen.
I've got to be honest, when you tricked your way into this game, I thought you were up to something, that you were going to try to do something terrible to all of us, but mostly you've been kind of been playing kind of helpful characters.
Up to something? That's a load of snoo.
Oh.
A load of snoo?
Yes, a load of snoo.
Snoo? What does that mean? I don't know. Is that a...
Does that mean we lose?
I don't know. Or is that just an expression I don't know?
Did you mean to ask me what's new?
Oh.
Dorian, if there wasn't a painting of you in the attic slowly aging, I'd kill you.
All that said, I'm surprised that the three of you are as good at this game as you are. I thought for sure I would have mastered it by now and subjugated you to my will yet again.
What?
And mayhap I still will.
Just Arnold, Chunt, Minimore, come here.
It's Arnie.
I think that Dorian might be up to something.
What?
Something evil.
Really?
Some kind of snoo?
What's snoo?
Wait,
what's new with you?
Oh, damn it.
Are you thinking some kind of, like, I don't know, 5-episode long con?
Maybe, or 6 or 7.
Might get a 6th one in there.
Okay, I don't know.
Or it might be an up, baby.
What's up?
What's up,
baby?
Not much, baby.
Just watch out if he tries to sell you a butt for.
What's a butt for?
For pooping, stupid.
Oh.
Well, we just gotta remember we have to follow Cole's law.
What's Cole's law?
Shredded cabbage.
But guys, the thing I can't figure out is what is he eating under there?
What's underwear?
Yeah.
What's underwear?
Why the fuck have we been wasting our time playing this game with complicated rules when we could just entertain ourselves with this stuff for hours on end?
All right, the four of you have been congressing for a henway, clearly.
What's a henway?
About 4 pounds.
Well, is it a matter you?
What's a matter you?
Nothing, what's a matter you?
Oh, I'm hoisted by my own petard.
What's a petard, honestly?
It's a cannonball.
Great, thank you.
I'm just worried about the fuck we're doing here.
The fuck are we doing here?
I don't know. What the fuck are we doing here?
I have brought nothing to this.
this is basically what Chess and I did for getting shoes.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. It'd just be a lot of question and answers. A lot of bump, set, spike.
I see.
Long story short, yeah, I think there's a long con involved with Dorian. And I'm beginning to question the whole milk jug on my head. And just the whole circumstance was kind of strange and... I'm not sure what would happen if you...
Well, mayhap it is too late. We're all into this game of Offices and Bosses now. There must be a clear winner and a clear victor.
Well, we just gotta make sure to win, then.
We gotta make sure to win, and honestly, I guess it all depends on next.
What's next?
Classic Arnie.
Great catchphrase.
Should we all go around and all say our favorite Arnie catchphrases?
Guys, I'm so excited!
I'd have to say my favorite catchphrase is, yeah, that one was me.
I've almost forgot... Like when he forgets.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's about it.
You know, I think my favorite would have to be about 2.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. Guys, I'm ready to start this episode.
I also like when he says, I sat on my ball.
Gird thine loins, beloved listeners, as I cast a protection spell from the arcane nonsense spewing forth from the main podcast feed. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Chest Trunkborn the Mimic was played by special guest Travis McElroy. Metamore the Office Manager was played by Bill Arnett. Dorian DeVille, a.k.a. Mr. Ropley, was played by Zach Thompson. Slurp Dorpman was played by Liam O'Brien. This episode of Offices and Bosses was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DiGiorgi, and Evan Jacova. This episode edited by Tim Joyce with production assistance from Garrett Schultz. The Offices and Bosses logo was designed by Alan Laban with a theme song composed by Andy Poland. We have survived the onslaught once again, friends. Someday we'll understand what emanates from this strange podcastual feed. But for now, go to HelloForTheMagicTavern.com or Patreon.com/MagicTavern to become a patron and support the show. And right now, through July 5th, save 70% off your first month of Patreon by using code OFFICE. You'll receive access to over 100 bonus episodes with 2 new bonus episodes each month, Discord access, a monthly newsletter, and a quarterly meet-and-greet live session. Use code OFFICE by July 5th to save 70% off your first month of Patreon. Until next week, fair listeners.